this is episode number 39 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Chalk clinical dietitian Catherine Bennett about the new trend of tube feeding with blenderized meals. Catherine, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
Give us a little background about how feeding tubes are used to help children get the nutrients they need.
Well, children may need a feeding tube for a variety of reasons. One reason may be that a child is not safe to eat foods or liquids by mouth. This means that they are at risk of swallowing food or liquids into their lungs. And another reason a child might need a feeding tube is that they can't meet all of their nutrition needs by eating through their mouth alone. And because of this, they aren't growing as optimally as they should.
So traditionally, the type of nutrition that patients with feeding tubes receive is from formula. Is that right?
Yes. So there are several brands and types of nutritionally complete formulas available out there for all ages, from infancy up through adulthood, for people with feeding tubes. And these formulas are typically nutritionally complete. They're liquid enough. They're sterile. And they are intended to go through all the different types of feeding tubes there are. Formulas have many different categories and indications. A child who has a feeding tube might be on one formula that's different than another child with a feeding tube. And so if anybody has questions about what type of formula their child would need to go through their feeding tube, I would suggest talking to their healthcare provider or speaking to a registered dietitian experienced with tube feeding.
What is blenderized tube feeding? Is this a new form of tube feeding that's out there?
So blenderized tube feeding is the act of taking real foods and blenderizing them or making them a consistency that can go through a child's feeding tube. At the same time, they have to be nutritionally sound and complete. It's not technically a new form of tube feeding. The history of tube feeding into the GI tract dates back over 3,500 years ago when the ancient Greeks and Egyptians were infusing nutrient solutions consisting of wine, milk, whey, wheat, barley into the rectum to treat various bowel disorders. An interesting turning point in the modern tube feeding occurred when President Garfield was shot by an assassin in 1881, and he required tube feedings of whiskey and beef broth. Now, of course, today we don't have formulas made with whiskey and beef broth, nor do I recommend it for kids under the age of 21. But today we have over 350 tube feeding formulas. And now it seems even recently now people are wanting something more natural and going back to kind of making their own tube feeding formula themselves.
So with that, can you give us an example of a blenderized meal that you might create for a child?
Sure. So a recipe for a blenderized tube feeding is usually including all the major food groups. So we might start with a protein such as pureed chicken, green beans, sweet potato as vegetables, apple for fruit, a fat source, which could be canola oil and oil blend. Usually we have a liquid base, so it could be whole milk or a dairy-free milk. You might have a starch or a carbohydrate like rice. And the recipes can be really individualized, which is an awesome thing about the blenderized diet. Just like you and I do, a child with a feeding tube who is on the blenderized diet is able to kind of eat something different every day.
Okay, so why do you think some families choose blenderized foods instead of a formula?
Well, we are currently have a project underway looking at why families choose or providers recommend blenderized diets. Many times a healthcare provider has recommended a child try a blenderized diet. If a child has not been able to tolerate, tried many commercial formulas, they continue to have lots of vomiting, retching with feeds, or they're struggling with constipation. We've seen some remarkable improvement in children who couldn't tolerate any other formulas but do great on a blenderized diet. Sometimes families simply request something more natural and they want to cook for their child and provide something with better ingredients to their child.
As a dietitian, do you have any concerns about blenderized tube feeding? What are some of the things that parents need to remember when they're doing this?
So my main concerns with a blenderized diet include food safety and then adequacy of nutrition. Children on tube feeding may tend to have a decreased immunity, thus placing them at a higher risk of getting a foodborne illness. During my meeting with a family, we review safe food handling, preparation, and storage methods. And it's much different than opening up a can of commercial sterile formula. The second concern is nutritional adequacy. Since growth is the optimal outcome of adequate nutrition in a child, we just have to continuously make sure that the blenderized tube feedings are meeting the child's nutrition needs. We can't just read off the label of the back of a can like we used to with the commercial formula, so we just have to pay extra special attention to what the child is receiving and what the parents are blending for their child. We also just can't blend up a piece of pizza and french fries and assume that a child is receiving adequate nutrition. So we have to make sure it's balanced, and we have to adjust it over time as the child grows.
So how does CHOQ help families do blenderized tube feedings on their own?
So CHOQ has at least two outpatient dietitians who are experienced with blenderized tube feeding. And if a family would like to start or want more information, they're welcome to reach out to us. If a child is already receiving blenderized feeds or on a blenderized diet, we'd be happy to work with them, analyze their recipes or their blends, and complete a nutritional evaluation just to make sure their child is receiving 100% of what they need and meeting their growth goals. I also want to let families know that if their child is on a blenderized diet and unfortunately gets admitted to the hospital, the family is able to bring in their blenderized feeds and continue to provide them to their child. A dietitian may be consulted for nutritional evaluation, but we are all very blenderized diet friendly in the clinical nutrition department.
That's wonderful. So thank you for listening to episode number 39 of CHOQ Radio. You just heard from Catherine Bennett, who told us about blenderized tube feeding. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from CHOQ Radio. Visit CHOQ.org for more information or follow CHOQ on social media. We are at CHOQ Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at Facebook.com/CHOQ Children's. Catherine, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.